Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we are once again joined by State Senator Rich Taylor of Mount Pleasant. Rich was here on Friday talking to us a little bit about the education bills that are working their way through the legislature. And today he's here to talk to us a little bit about Medicaid privatization and other happenings at the Iowa State House. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Another big issue right now is the Medicaid privatization. Where does the Senate stand on that moving forward?
We just passed Bill, I believe it was 2125 this morning, telling the governor, no, we need to stop this. We're not necessarily saying that we can't do this. We're saying we need to study this, and if we are going to do it, we need to do it and do it right. Right now, there's just so many holes, and so many people are going to be left out. What I know is going to happen, there are going to be people that are not going to be able to get their services. They're going to become frustrated. They're going to just drop it. They're just going to say, I just don't want to deal with this. And I'm afraid a lot of people are going to get injured, maybe killed, die because they can't get the services that they need. And can't get anybody to help them get those services. We jumped into this thing, and you call and ask for assistance, and you get, you'll have to call your provider and see if they participate in our plan. And people don't have time to do that. I mean, we've got people out there that are on Medicaid, working two or three jobs just trying to scratch by. They don't have time to research all of this for themselves. If we're going to do this, we should be doing that. We should be making sure that nobody falls through the cracks. So we're just saying, no, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
Okay, Rich. And is there anything else that you're working on right now in the Senate that you want our listeners to know about?
Well, this is the week before funnel week, so there's an awful lot of bills squirting through here awful fast. I'm trying to study, like I say, any of them that I'm directly involved with. I'm trying to study as much as I can to make sure that we don't pass any bad laws or any dumb laws. I see that we've done that a lot over the years, pass laws that just don't make sense. And then we turn around and have to work on those and try to fix what we did wrong. So, really, I'm listening to people. I'm getting a lot of emails on different bills, I try to study them, listen to those people, and make intelligent, informed decisions on them. So I do appreciate everybody's emails and phone calls. And if there's a subject that concerns you, even if I'm not on the committee, then I'll look into it and see if I can persuade or dissuade someone from passing a bill through.
Okay. And Rich, would you like to give out your contact information so that way people are able to get a hold of you?
Sure. Probably the easiest way is rich.taylor@legis, that's legis.iowa.gov, with Iowa spelled out.
Again, that was State Senator Rich Taylor. He was here talking to us again today about Medicaid privatization and school funding bills. We thank him for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.